1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 752. First Thursday of each month at this time, we check in with State Representative Tina Corpus of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm thank you. Good morning, Tony.
All right. So we're continuing with the legislative session. And did I hear this right? The Education Committee has completed its work. Are we getting that close to the end of the session?
Well, you're right. The Education Committee voted its final bills out of committee last week. Are we getting close to the end? The money stuff has not happened yet. So the Appropriations Committee, on which I sit, has another month. So we still have a little ways to go.
All right. Tell us some of the work of the Education Committee.
The Education Committee has done some great work this session. And I just wanted to highlight some of the bipartisan bills, which I've supported, which have come out of the committee, which I think are going to really be great for the students of the state. One of them was a bill which protected 504 accommodations for students in Connecticut. As people know, students who have special education needs have IEPs, which are individual education plans, and students who need accommodations such as more time on a test have 504 plans. And the bill protected the 504 rights of students in our state at a level that hadn't been before. Another interesting bill was HB 1349, which expanded school choice for students and families by streamlining the charter school application process. I'm a strong believer in school choice for students and families, and this helped the process by which charter schools can become certified in Connecticut. Another bill, which was really interesting, you know, we've heard a lot about teacher shortages in Connecticut for K through 12. And I was happy to support a bill which provided financial incentives for young people who want to enter the teaching profession. We did have some debate in committee. I and several others really wanted to make sure that once these young people had gotten the benefit, that they stayed in Connecticut for at least 5 years teaching in our schools so that they could both get the benefit of a subsidized education and the taxpayer could get the benefit of that investment coming back into the state of Connecticut. So I think we reached a good compromise on that, and I hope that that bill continues to evolve. Finally, there was a bill which really helped improve services for the state of Connecticut's disconnected youth. And what I really liked about that bill is it started down the tracks of relying on some of the excellent nonprofits we have across the state to support this disadvantaged and challenged population of youth. I personally think we're asking our Connecticut public schools to do too much. It's a lot to educate kids, provide mental health support, provide connection services to disconnected youth, provide, in some cases, OT. That's a lot. So I really love the idea in this bill of having the nonprofits in the state, who are very good at this, do some of those other services in a first-class way so that schools can focus on educating our kids.
All right. Sounds like some good work there. What do you think now, though? The rubber hits the road. They go to the Senate and so forth. Do you think these bills all have a chance of passing?
I do, actually. I will be honest with you. The bills which are going, this is going to be a difficult budget year, and we've said it in every context, whether it's education, human services, public safety, everything is going to be challenged by the budget. And the reason why is multifold. Excuse me. First of all, you know, we've really benefited from a lot of COVID and ARPA money in the state of Connecticut, number one. Number two, we have a set of budget guidelines called the fiscal guardrails, which have really helped the state get back on track. And adhering to those, now that ARPA money's not in the mix, was already a very difficult sort of table that was set on the budgetary front. And then thirdly, we have the unfolding federal situation, which I have to be honest, is not yet completely known. And we would have been in this budget quandary in a major way without the federal cuts. And the federal cuts just produce a question mark, which I think is going to unfold as our state budget unfolds. So those who have been in the legislature longer than I have told me we may have to reconvene in October once we see the full impact of the federal money, because we may not know that by June 4th, which is when our state legislature gavels out for the session.
All right. Wow. Wow. All right. On another note, here in Greenwich yesterday, the Attorney General was at the Wallace Senior Center talking elder abuse. You were there also. Tell us about that.
It was a really interesting session. The Attorney General was down here talking to our oldest citizens at the Senior Center about scams that affect older people, phone scams, bank scams, even online dating scams, which I was surprised to hear, but apparently is a big source of scams on older people. And he was also talking about elder abuse. So it was really a pleasure to the topic wasn't that pleasurable, but it was really a pleasure to be there with our older people who have excellent programming at the Wallace Center. And it was very good of the Attorney General to come and see us in our own hometown. So I very much appreciated that, and I very much appreciated his willingness to go everywhere from the highest, issues related to Connecticut law down to very human issues that affect us and try to help our citizens by, opening their eyes to some of the scams that are out there.
All right. So what is it, about 2 months to go in the session, right, Tina?
It is. We're in until June 4th.
Yeah. All right. Continue to work, and we'll talk next month, and as we get closer to the end, and see what other developments we have, right?
Thank you so much, Tony. Yes, a lot of work still to come.
All right. Fantastic. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That is State Representative Tina Korpis of Greenwich. She joins me on the first Thursday of each month at this time. Next Thursday will be State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich.